Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
Hey, welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson. Joined in studio, Lake Michigan Catholic Schools. Glad to have Larry Hoskins, elementary school principal. Hi, Larry.
Hey, how's it going?
Wonderful. Glad that you could be here. And also, middle school, high school principal Joe Schmidt.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Glad to have you guys here. I haven't had the opportunity to chat with you guys on Got Something to Say, and I'm really glad because I've got some good questions that I want to ask you guys, but also there's some cool things going on at Lake Michigan Catholic Schools that we want to talk about. I want to first get because you're new to the microphones here, and I'm sure a lot of people know you from the area, but I'm a big believer in history. I'll steal a line from somebody that, how do you know where you're going if you don't know where you've been? And so I like a little history. So Larry, tell me a little bit about yourself, how long you've been in education, and what brought you to, and how long you've been over at Lake Michigan Catholic Schools?
Well, I've been in education for, this is my 13th year. I've been a principal for, this will be my fourth year as a principal within my education. So I come from actually St. Louis. I was a trailing spouse, of course. My wife works at Whirlpool.
Sure.
And spent a year just substituting around the area. Good opportunity came along where my daughters go to school at LMC, and I took a chance for the principalship. So this is my second year at LMC Elementary.
Awesome. And Joe, I'll ask you this question in a minute too. So Larry, being in education, as I have myself, as I've said many times, what is the most rewarding thing that you get out of doing this? Because it's a tough job, and I admit that, and I applaud you and kudos to you for doing what you do every day. But what's the most rewarding thing that comes out of being in education?
I think it's whenever the students actually find that moment where they can be successful.
I call it the aha moment, right?
Right. And it's a student that may have been struggling with a certain concept or skill or a behavior issue, and then all of a sudden they get it. And, you know, for me, it's all about the success. And for them to leave, you know, our school building as being, you know, confident, ready to take the next step. So.
Right. Yeah. I mean, education is important. We, had a topic on the morning show here on WSJM about the snow days, and should we make up the snow days that we've missed? And there's mixed feelings on whether or not we should, because, you know, be going into the summer if that's what we end up doing with it, or if we end up doing that. But education is important because, you know, you can buy something, you can buy a car, you can buy a house, and that, unfortunately, can be taken away from you. But education is something that nobody can ever take away from you.
That's so true. I mean, and it's something, you know, we talk about being lifelong learners. And,
right.
You know, giving them the skills to continue to, after they leave elementary school or middle school or high school, wherever they go, that they continue that learning.
Awesome. All right. Some good points. So we'll come back because I want to talk about some things. Middle school, high school principal Joe Schmidt. Welcome back, Joe. Sorry we got off on a little sidetrack there a little bit, but tell me about Joe.
My name's Joe Schmidt. This is my 12th year in education. This is my seventh year working with Lake Michigan Catholic. I've taught big high school down in Florida.
Did you?
Middle school in Battle Creek.
Yeah.
And both at the middle and high school level here at Lake Michigan Catholic. And, you know, the opportunity, kind of like what Larry said earlier, the opportunity came along to step into the principalship at the middle and high school. And this is my first year, and
yeah,
it's definitely different from this side of the desk and from the administrative side, but, there's a lot of cool things that we're doing.
I think it's important for the both, like you said, the both of you, you know, as you've stepped into these principal roles, to have experienced, as you called it, Joe, the other side of the desk first, because I think you appreciate You appreciate that a lot more as opposed to somebody coming in who hasn't spent as much time or very little or at all in the classroom helping you, you know, making decisions in I don't want to say dictating, that's a poor choice of words, but you know what I'm saying, of how things should go when they haven't really don't, when they really don't have a lot of experience themselves. So I think that brings a lot to the table to your side of the desk then as well. So tell me what, like I said with Larry, it's very challenging. But what's been a something that's the most rewarding? Why do you keep doing this?
Sure. I think one of the most rewarding aspects of working at the high school level is is you really get to see it all pay off. I think that's I think the day of commencement and the day of graduation for those seniors, especially at in our building where I've seen many of them from sixth grade all the way through 12th grade, and how they've grown from those squirrely sixth graders all the way into the young men and women who are now going off to college and all
and
those
beyond.
Exciting and beyond and all those exciting opportunities. And then just to the conversations I've had been able to have with our alumni, the ones that I've taught and maybe some that I didn't, and to see the impact that their education has had on them and the opportunities that they've been able to take advantage of or and the achievements they've made since then is really an awesome experience.
Yeah. That's why you get up every morning and you do this. And like I said, I've done it myself. And it was, I think, especially when I taught at the high school, it was one of the most challenging jobs. I was successful at it. I enjoyed it. But it was very, very challenging. But you said the same thing and I have the same feelings as I do. It's so rewarding to be able to help people. And that's in help the kids grow. All right, so we have some things back to you, Larry, at the elementary school. You've got some new programs and things. Bring us up to date on what's going on.
So something that we are lucky enough to have within our school system is we have a Catholic school fund.
Right.
So they allow us to do different programs with, ranging from,
Oh, you've got
it's
like
a
the
wide range.
I mean,
you've got one of the nice things that lately that we went to them and asked for assistance with was we wanted to create a stream room and an additional classroom within the elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you heard of STEM, you've heard of STEAM.
Yeah.
So adding the art with STEAM, but we're doing stream.
Okay.
So we're adding the R for religion, and it's, people ask me all the time, well, how do you add religion in with, science, technology, art and mathematics, engineering?
Well, if you're a history person, you know how that relates together.
Right, exactly. And for us, it's adding that our moral values into what we're creating and what we're trying to problem solve with. So, so one great thing that's coming to the elementary school is we're creating a stream lab. And within that, I'll be doing classes. Each week, I'll have probably two classes a week.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers will be able to go in there anytime to do different activities. We plan on having 3D printers in there. We have interactive displays. It'll be wired for the Chromebooks. Students already have Chromebooks at those grades. So.
And then it also allows you, Larry, for like a full-time resource teacher as well?
So, yes, we're also adding. Right now, we have a part-time resource teacher.
Right.
And we've already seen the benefit of having the halftime, and being able to have her full time is going to add that many more resources to our general classroom teachers. She's provided resources for them. It's actually helped a lot of our students being able to be pulled out at times and really have that focused one-on-one attention.
Awesome.
Even the small group activities that she works with. So it's taking those students who need that extra time and allowing them to catch up with the rest of the class.
And Joe, you got something similar at the middle school, high school. You've got a stream lab as well then that you're working on?
Yeah, we were fortunate enough to get the same sort of assistance. We had a classroom that was sitting vacant and we're refurbishing it and turning that into our stream lab as well. And the really exciting part about that is it's going to really give our students a lot of opportunities to collaborate among the different subject areas. Different teachers can go in there at the same time with both classes and work and really make those interdepartmental connections between English and math and science, all those great things that, you know, throw the religion piece. We have our capstone, our big capstone project, which is an all-encompassing senior project that they do every year. It's a big scholarship opportunity.
Right.
And what the addition of this is going to do is it's going to allow multiple teachers in the classroom with a group of students at the same time and really help them to make those connections among the subject areas.
We've got about a minute left, but I want to talk briefly about the AP courses. And then you've got a middle school, high school social worker, and also a community building. So again, we're a little short on time, but kind of run through that for us if you will.
Yeah, it's one of the things that we've really focused on this year is the building of community among, especially in our middle school, but also in our high school. The addition of our social worker has really helped with that in terms of working with the students and their needs on the emotional level. It's something we haven't had before. And the level of community that we're seeing there, we're adding AP classes because we want a more rigorous program.
As you should. And I mean, they're good.
Yeah. Exactly. And this will give our students an opportunity without leaving campus. I mean, if they want to, they can take advantage of the college. But this will give them an opportunity to maybe graduate with up to 18 credit hours college experience. And so that's very exciting.
Glad you guys could both come in. How can we find out more information about Lake Michigan Catholic Schools?
You can look at our website, lmclakers.org. A lot of our information is on there. And then calling the schools, we can call our school, set up tours.
Set up a tour. That's the best way to do it, I think, really.
You're able to get in there and see really what our school is all about.
Larry Hoskins, elementary school principal, Joe Schmidt, middle school, high school principal at Lake Michigan Catholic Schools. Thank you both for coming in and bringing us up to date.
No, thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you.
Got Something to Say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got Something to Say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.